Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The DH, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tommy Sant. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The second baseman, Larval Blanks. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bibby. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Tenarche reaches second base with a double. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fossey moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fossey scores. Duffy moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Blanks moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sant fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Blanks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant is 0-for-1 in the game. Sant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tenarche is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Tommy Sant. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Sal Bando now playing shortstop. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Fossey reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fossey moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fossey scores. Manning moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper now playing second base. Billy Williams pinch hits for Jeff Newman. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Billy Williams. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Lentz scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Kern now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy is walked intentionally. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kuiper fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tenarche strikes out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.